Thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight. I'm David Robert, and this is Edwina Portocarrero, and we co-founded Animated Matters. It's a loose collective of artists and researchers enthusiastic about experimental animation, from organizing screenings to taking things hands-on, exploring materials and animation techniques. I'm a little nervous, excuse me. In preparing to introduce this film, which in Michelle Oshima's words will certainly enter into the historical lexicon, we reviewed the genre of animated documentaries from the work of Norman McLaren at the National Film Board of Canada to more recent examples like Chris Landreth's Ryan. But a mere academic treatment of the subject was eclipsed by the sentiment and thoughts the movie provoked in both of us. The film we are about to watch is an animated documentary based on conversations between Professor Chomsky and Michel Gondry. It's a film that can be seen many times over. Each time, Gondry's illustrations reveal something new, unpacking Chomsky's ideas into strands of animated sequences that serve as points of inspiration and reflection. The often playful illustrations Gondry uses to bring to life Professor Chomsky's work took over 2 years to complete in an iterative process. Like many great personal films, this one shows the hand of the maker and the heart of the thinker. In countless ways, you've inspired generations of thinkers, doers, and dreamers. Thank you, Professor Chomsky and Michel Gondry. We are very fortunate to have you both here today.
So yeah, I'm equally nervous, excited, delighted, happy. Ever since Michel Oshima approached us to see if we wanted to partake on this enterprise, and I had no idea what she was going to suggest. And when she said it was a film that was based on an interview that Michel Gondry had made to Professor Chomsky, I just knew that we were in for something quite special and unique because the ingredients were just amazing. The feeling kind of like kept on going, and I don't know, it just started. I get existential when stuff like that happens. When I get existential, I tend to go, I have different techniques to deal with it. I need to get grounded. I went to the library and I got out a book by Joseph Campbell called The Inner Reaches from Outer Space. And it was in the annex. I opened the front cover and Professor Chomsky's name was on the front page, which I took as a good omen. And I thought that it was that everything was kind of lined up and that everything was good. Then the dates were set and then we got the Blu-ray on my mailbox, and it was this totally kind of just a little white disc sitting there, and contrary to what I thought would have happened, we actually waited to watch it. We didn't watch it immediately. We waited not hours but days, and a weekend went by, and we decided to watch it on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. So I went to David Roberts' house and brought some bagels and smoked salmon, and we made some coffee, and we pressed play. And unknowingly, we were basically doing a ritual in preparation to watch what we were about to watch. We watched the movie, and we sat there kind of baffled for quite a while. We were in some kind of a little trance there. It was like nothing I had seen before. It was eerily familiar. It was eloquent. It was clear. It was intimate. It was unique. And if I may say it, it's beautiful. It's totally beautiful. So we were there quite taken aback, and we managed to go to the lab. Thankfully, David had some kind of rushed meeting he had to go to, so we ran out without like having to think too much about what we were going to do the rest of the day because it had started in such a crazy way. We went to the lab, and about 4 hours later, we were back on the train to Chinatown to watch it again. So it was the first time in my life that I've seen the same movie twice in one day. It's a total treat, and I am delighted to be here. I'm delighted to have all of you here, familiar faces and unfamiliar ones. I'm extremely grateful for seeing this, for having it happen, for Michel Gondry's guts, for asking the questions that he asked, for the intimacy of his work, for showing him, for showing us his process. It's quite beautiful. And thank you, Michel, for this. And thank you, Professor Chomsky, for cultivating such an amazing mind and sharing the crops with all of us. And anything. Anyway, enjoy the film and thank you. Oh, there's a Q&A following. Please, let's try to keep the questions related to the film. And yeah, enjoy the film.